Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Give me one piece of evidence that proves that Jesus was a vegetarian.
Do you think Jesus would kill an animal? Because at the time, back in the day, he would be the one who killed it.
Matthew 14, and he calls the fishermen's nets to be filled on two different occasions.
The forerunner of the movement, John the Baptist, was known in multiple historical sources to eat only plant-based foods.
What's that got to do with Jesus? You're just naming other people.
Pierce, what was served at the Last Supper? Do you remember?
Well, why don't you tell me what you think was served? Veggie burgers?
Well, they say this is massively, massively groundbreaking, and it's going to really be a new chapter for Christianity.
You guys want him to be a vegetarian so badly, you're now prepared to twist the actual Bible to do that.
Pierce, there's an ethical way to eat an avocado.
You are party to mass murder. Mass murder. Kip Anderson and Cameron Waters are filmmakers whose hit documentaries have brought the apparent horrors of eating meat and fish to millions of viewers around the world. Now, Cowspiracy took aim at the farming industry. Seaspiracy was, well, you guessed it, all about fish. Now, Kip and his team are back with a provocative, to say the least, new movie which threatens to blow the lid off veganism and religion.
Is there any threat or danger making a film like this?
Yeah, you just wait and see. Just wait and see. They will stop at nothing to keep this truth from getting known.
Is there a spiritual way to kill an animal? I'll put it this way. How would Jesus kill an animal?
Is there a peaceful way to kill an animal?
Well, Cryspiracy, which just launched to, I have to say, truly diabolical reviews, claims to be an exclusive story about Jesus Christ that's never been told before. I would dare to suggest there's a reason for that. Well, Kip and Cameron join me now. Gentlemen, thank you for joining Uncensored. Is this all a bit of a joke, this one? Is this, like, literally you're laughing at people?
No, definitely not a joke, that's for sure.
But your pretext is that Jesus was a vegetarian and might have been crucified because of his vegetarianism. I mean, on what possible planet do you base that on?
The film doesn't say that he was crucified to be in vegetarianism, but there is a massive thing in the film that happened 4 days before he got crucified, which was a cleansing of the temple that's historically documented. And the film explores what happened at that and what were the intentions of not only Jesus, but the Nazarene movement at that time, and giving it complete context. It's been mistranslated. It's a powerful, powerful reveal that will really transform Christianity. And people who, everyone from scholars, theologians, archaeologists, early Christian historians who know about this, who have seen this and explored this with an open mind, they say this is massively, massively groundbreaking, and it's going to really be a new chapter for Christianity.
Okay, here's what I don't get. I've done a bit of research myself with my team. This is, you may call it, biblical scholarship, I guess. Luke 24, 41 to 43. Jesus ate fish. Jesus also served fish to his followers. Matthew 14, and he caused the fishermen's nets to be filled on two different occasions, Luke 5 and John 21. The purpose of catching the fish was to sell them so they could be eaten. Jesus also cooked fish for his disciples, John 21, 9. So he clearly ate a lot of fish.
Yeah, well, Pierce, let me say, I'm a Christian myself. I was baptized in the church, and I've learned and read those stories my whole life. In fact, it led me to be a fisherman myself for many, many years, hunter, all the things. I'm the least likely person to go on this journey and start to ask some of these questions. But what I will say is, when you look deep enough into some of those stories, which we do in this film, and I highly encourage you to see it, these fish stories start to become quite a bit fishy and certainly raise a lot of questions, namely that the word translated as fish is three different Greek words, two of which just simply mean a relish, something just eaten on bread. And in Jesus' own retelling of the feeding of the 5,000 with the fish, he himself in Matthew 16 verse 9 says, "Don't you remember when I multiplied the loaves?" and doesn't mention the fish at all. And that's Jesus' own words. Multiple times throughout the scripture, the same thing occurs, as well as the first early church fathers who had the original documents in front of them. They don't mention the fish in these stories. So at minimum, we're not saying anything. We're just asking questions. Why is there this discrepancy?
Well, you are saying he was a vegetarian, but you've got no actual evidence that he didn't eat fish, have you? In fact, all the evidence in the Bible points to the opposite.
Well, even, Pierce, before even going into that, that's only really scratching the surface of what this film actually is, as Kip was saying. This film has a deeply historical context. What we go into is that domestication...
It doesn't have any historical context a load of old baloney, does it? I mean, you go on to talk about meat, for example.
Oh, no.
Jesus attended Passover in John 2:13, John 5:1, and Matthew 26, 17-30. Jesus would have been in disobedience of the law if he'd not eaten the Passover meal, which included meat. So the truth is, he not only ate fish, he ate meat.
Pierce, I've read the Bible front to back myself. I've obsessed over this for the last 10 years. And my entire life was based on Scripture. And I wear WWJD on my wrist. Mm. I ask, what would Jesus do about every moral and ethical dilemma? And this was just a carry-on from my natural inclination in my life to understand what Jesus would do about certain scenarios and certain situations. And what I can say is that the Passover meal, if you read in the Scripture, it says nothing about him eating a lamb. It's not mentioned in the Scripture. And in fact, what it does say is that he went to join everyone for his Last Supper. And Pierce, what was served at the Last Supper? Do you remember?
Well, why don't you tell me what you think was served? Veggie burgers?
Well, it says in the Scripture, bread. Bread in the juice of grapes, bread. And so that was, in its own way, a very interesting telling. Again, it raises a lot of questions. Why is the Passover originally called the
Feast of
Unleavened Bread?
Well, you think Jesus only lived off bread?
Well, Jesus said man does not live on bread alone.
He clearly didn't. He lived off bread, fish, meat, vegetables, fruit, like everybody else. There's absolutely zero evidence that you produce, which has been historically proven to be correct, that he was anything but a fish and meat loving normal eater. You guys want him to be a vegetarian so badly, you're now prepared to twist the actual Bible to do that.
Pierce, let me actually correct that. That's not true. My entire life was based, again, on not only Scripture, and I was a gospel musician, but also I was a deeply meat eater. I worked at a barbecue restaurant in my teens. I was a hunter and a fisherman. I'm the least likely person to get on this road. And in fact, the more I read the Scripture, the more I didn't want to believe it, much like you. There were many times that I became very, very uncomfortable with this conversation and questioned it deeply, but it became so overwhelming, the evidence that we have, not only in the Scripture themselves, when you get to the original Hebrew translations, in the Greek translations, which is what we go into the film, in this film, we talk about how the literal words of Jesus, when he said den of thieves, when he went into the temple, which at the time was a massive slaughterhouse for animal sacrifice, he said something else about what was going on there than the den of thieves, something much more condemning, which we reveal in the film, and I highly recommend that you see it. It's completely transformed my perspective. And overall, I'll tell you this, that it's so undeniable when you see the scriptural evidence along with
evidence. I found it very easy personally, to deny. I think the people in denial, with respect.
Did you see the film?
Yeah. Yes, of course. The people in denial are you two, aren't you? I mean, you're the ones in denial. You want this to suit your narrative that we should all be vegans and vegetarians, and yet by trying to pull Jesus Christ into this and twisting the actual words of Scripture from the Bible, I think you're doing yourselves a disservice.
Where have we twisted the words of Scripture? Can you provide an example?
I've literally read passages where it's quite clear he ate fish and meat.
Well, no, so you mentioned Luke, right? Well, how come in multiple translations of that Luke verse that you mentioned, it says he ate honeycomb and fish? The honeycomb is omitted multiple times throughout all there's so many translations where that's omitted. Why is that omitted? Also, the early church fathers that quote that verse, they don't mention the fish. There's many, many of the early church fathers that don't mention that he had fish. And in fact, that word that's used for fish there,
give me one piece of evidence that he was. Give me one piece of it. You say it's an historically important film. Give me one piece of evidence that proves that Jesus was a vegetarian.
Well, again, we're not here to prove that Jesus is a vegetarian. We're here to raise really important questions that haven't.
Give me one fact that establishes he was a vegetarian.
Well, here's something that suggests something worth considering, which is that Jesus' own brother, James the Just, that everyone knows, in multiple historical documents, in the first paragraph that describes him, it describes that he never ate flesh. From the time of his birth, he never ate flesh.
So
this is Jesus' own brother.
His brother was a vegetarian, you're saying, so that means Jesus was.
Who took on the movement after Jesus got crucified, who carried on the same movement that Jesus was part of? He carried it.
Right,
on,
but if James. I said, if yeah, you guys James did a movie, if you guys did a movie and the pretext was I'm a murderer, and when I got you on to talk about where's your evidence, and you went, well, your brother murdered someone, that's not great evidence.
Well, it's not just James either. The forerunner of the movement, John the Baptist, was known in multiple historical sources to eat only plant-based foods.
What's that got to do with Jesus? You're just naming other people.
Well, because Jesus carried on the movement of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was out in the wilderness giving a replacement.
Where is a single quote from Jesus
through ritual cleansing
that suggests he was a practicing vegetarian? You don't have one. The whole movie is based on a completely spurious pretext for which you have zero evidence. You've done it to make money and to capitalize on the big Christian market. As a Christian myself, I find that quite offensive.
You need to watch the film first off, and you'll see there's overwhelming evidence in there proving not just vegetarian of what he was about in the movement.
I just asked you to give me one bit of evidence which proves he was a vegetarian. You couldn't give me one.
Well, I'll say this in the movie. We bring up the Gospel of the Ebionites, which scholars, there's a consensus that this was an original document, the original Hebrew document of the Gospel of Matthew that the Ebionite tribe used, the Ebionite movement. And these are the people that followed James the Just, Jesus' brother. And they have an original statement from Jesus that says, I do not want to eat this Passover lamb with you. This is a document that we don't have anymore. Again, your peers uncensored. I would suggest, and many scholars suggest, that this document was censored a long time ago, 2,000 years ago.
Conspiracy.
So we've lost this.
So there's been a global historical 2,000-year conspiracy to prevent your version of events being proven. It's terrible.
Well, it's not our version, Pierce. I would say it's Christ's own words. He said, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," in Matthew when he's quoting Hosea 6:6, and he says, "Go and learn what this means." And I encourage every Christian to really take the time and go and learn what this means.
Okay, let me ask you.
I'm asking the same questions as you.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I mean, I suppose the obvious question is why does it matter anyway, right? Putting aside whether it is true or not, why does it matter?
Well, I have a question for you, Pierce. Do you feel that how would Jesus kill an animal? Do you think Jesus would kill an animal? Because at the time, back in the day, he would be the one who killed it, the animal.
I've no idea.
How would Jesus kill an animal?
I've no idea, but given most human beings... Let me answer the question. I think given that most human beings of that time probably would have killed animals to eat them at some stage... I wouldn't see it as completely fanciful that Jesus may have killed an animal.
But how? What would he do? Can you give us a visual of what Jesus would do?
He would do what everybody else did at the time.
Which is what?
Which is,
would Jesus use a knife? Would he break the neck?
Possibly, yeah.
How
I don't know.
Jesus
I wasn't there, but it's quite possible, yeah. Why wouldn't
you
it
You can
be?
Imagine Jesus Jesus holding the lamb, the beautiful picture. You can imagine
Well, let
him
me ask you
to
a question.
A
All right, let me ask
it.
You to a question back. Are you both practicing vegans, or what are you?
Yes.
Well, okay.
One of the many things.
So you're both.
I am now just, because of what I learned.
Okay, you're both absolutely. Vegans. Okay. So do you eat avocados or almonds or both?
we're ready for this one.
Yeah.
I was doing a documentary for about a year and a half on glyphosate and in pesticides, specifically
okay.
glyphosate.
I just asked you a question.
To do your research, it's like being against strawberries.
Guys,
I'm not against strawberries.
Guys,
I'm against the
I'm
pesticides.
Sure you've done lots of stuff.
I'm against the glyphosate.
It's a very simple question. Do you eat avocados and almonds?
Piers, I actually don't eat avocados. I don't enjoy almonds. I don't enjoy almonds. I do enjoy avocados, and in fact, because
okay,
of the question
okay.
that you're asking,
for many
years, I live in California. I handpick my own avocados because of the atrocities
okay.
that happened to
okay.
the bees that you're going to okay. mention. But what you got to remember, Piers, is the bees are actually for the honey industry, and they're rented out. To the avocado.
Oh, no, I know
and
what
just
happens.
Goes to show you that
plant agriculture
isn't perfect.
The reason I ask you
Here's
is
plant
that
agriculture
the trouble
is not
the,
perfect.
Let me explain. The reason yeah. I go on about this with vegans is vegans are the most self-righteous people on God's earth. And whenever I ask them, do you eat almonds and avocados? Invariably, they eat one or the other or both. And they don't like to be confronted with the reality that in the production of their favorite foodstuffs, billions, literally billions of bees, the little guys, get exterminated. Billions, right? And so you are party to mass murder. Mass murder. And I just wonder how you feel about that.
Pierce, plant agriculture is not perfect, and it's because it's the
no,
agricultural
vegans
system
aren't perfect,
has been dominated by... It's
vegans
been dominated...
Veganism
no, it's
isn't
been
perfect.
By, it's been dominated by...
Yeah, but you see, this is the trouble. You make a whole movie trying to prove something you can't prove about Jesus
being a
vegetarian.
Pierce,
and yet here
Pierce,
I have you,
Pierce, you're doing
a pair
what about,
of you
you're doing
cornered,
what aboutism?
Cornered as mass murderers.
No, it's
there's,
not. No, it's
there's
not
the real movie.
Hey, Pierce, there's an ethical way to eat an avocado. There's a way to do it right.
No, but,
and it's hard to do it right.
How
because,
many
because,
bees have
listen,
died?
Because there's only 0.04...
How many bees have died to sate your hunger?
Goes to plant agriculture.
Yep.
64% of the public funding goes to animal agriculture. We don't have the money to do the innovation to properly raise
I just think, guys,
avocados. But guess what? You can't ethically... Pierce, is there any ethical way to kill 90 billion animals per year to eat them? There is an ethical way to eat an avocado.
Why don't you stop...
Is there an ethical way to kill 90 billion...
Why don't you stop feeding the mass murder of bees culture? That's all I'm asking you.
That's ridiculous.
Ask the honey industry.
I tell you who would have looked after
the bees.
I tell you who
would have
looked after the little guys.
Industry.
I tell you who looked after the little guys. Jesus. He would have looked after the little guys.
He absolutely does.
He'd be against glyphosate and pesticides.
So you two
and he looks after the little lamb that
you
say he'll slit his throat and kill.
You should invoke the spirit of Jesus Christ and stop eating avocados and almonds, and you should stop encouraging the mass extermination of the little guys.
Do
you agree?
We do. And we would love to see that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Hang on, this is a big moment.
The big guys, all
this is
them.
A big moment. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I've got you to admit you've been committing mass murder and you're going to stop.
No, that's not
what we're saying, Pierce. We're saying that there's unnecessary killing that's happening in all stages of agriculture.
So you can eat avocados if necessary.
The majority of it is 90 billion.
No,
Pierce, there is an ethical way to eat an avocado without killing any bees. Bees die when they sting you, Pierce. The point is there's no ethical way around killing an animal to eat it. The animal has to die, and it has to go through suffering. 99% of all animals are factory farmed, Pierce. How much meat do you eat, Pierce?
I mean, you know what, guys?
Do you eat factory farmed meat?
As a Christian, wait a minute. As a Christian, I forgive you both.
Well, Pierce, you're a very, very sweet guy, and honor that, and I think you're an awesome person. I know you love your cats, and I think that it's in your heart. I know you're against factory farming, yet you still eat factory farmed animals. Why do you do that?
I like meat, what can I tell you? And I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a sanctimonious hypocrite. I'm not a sanctimonious hypocrite who preaches to people that you've got to leave animals alone, but quietly takes part, actively participates in the mass slaughter of bees.
So was Jesus Christ, as a Christian, was Jesus a sanctimonious hypocrite when he went into the temples and disrupted the entire animal sacrifice system because they were murdering animals in the temple?
Absolutely not, because he wasn't preaching like you two do about being a vegetarian, because he wasn't a vegetarian. So unfortunately, your attempt to bring him into your own sanctimony and hypocrisy doesn't work.
Pierce, this film goes so much deeper than that. You're only scratching the surface. Guys, we're talking about a historical event where Christ...
Kip, Cameron, it's been very interesting talking to you. You haven't persuaded me.
You need to watch the film.
We're called Uncensored.
Well, if you watch the film, let's have it again.
I was about to give you a plug. People can watch it themselves. It's a free world. Okay. This show is called Uncensored. I've given you the platform. You've expressed yourselves forcefully. I disagree with your pretext completely. And I think there is a whiff of sanctimony and hypocrisy about the way that you take part in the slaughter of bees. But we will agree to disagree. And I wish you a very happy day.
Pierce, one last thing. From the beginning of the Bible to the end, it's very, very clear. Genesis 1:29, God gave us plants to eat. In the future coming of the prophetic kingdom of heaven, the lion will lay with the lamb, and it's the same thing. We're right in the middle of that time, so you as a Christian should be able to ask these questions without shutting them down. I promise you it's not as hypocritical as you think.
You know what?
It's a very, very good question to ask. And it goes so much deeper than whether or not Jesus was a vegetarian.
On my way home tonight, as I'm eating a Big Mac with large fries, I'll give it a thought. Guys, I've got to leave it there. Thank you very much.
After you watch the film, you might think twice.
Kim, Cameron, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much.